You'll notice we don't have any picture up tonight. So for you that are here at 16th, you know, you're going to have to focus on just Roy and I.
所以你们坐在16阶的呢，你们焦点注意在他和我身上。
And thanks for Roy being the translator tonight.
感谢Roy今天来做翻译员。
The reason we are short one computer, if somebody has a computer in their purse or in their back pocket, we'd be glad to use it, and then we could get some picture up on the screen.
现在就是你们任何人在你们包里如果有一个额外的多余的电脑的话呢，那么我们就可以用来就可以把这个大屏幕打上。
Well, tonight is going to be the last of our Friday night series. We usually take a break in the summer.
今天晚上呢，就是我们这个星期五晚上这个圣经学习的最后一次，因为通常我们在暑假会放一个暑假。
We will start again in the fall, in September, and we will give a notice, advance notice on WeChat, as well as announcements at the chapel.
因为我们在那个秋季的时候呢，会再一次开始的时候呢，在之前呢，我们会在那个微信里面发一些通知，同样呢，在教堂里也会发通知。So
this would be our last time together for the summer. We're looking forward to maybe some picnics and get-togethers during the summer.
这个里面呢，就是我们最后一次那个在夏季之前的一个圣经学习，所以我们期待着呢，在夏季的时候，我们可以初期一起呢吃那个野餐，或者是做一些其他的活动。But
the Saturday night meeting, as far as we know, is going to continue. Is that correct, Mr. Summers? That's your Saturday evening?
The Saturday evening Zoom meeting will continue all summer.
所以这个呢，就是说我们星期六晚上 Harold 带的那个就是 Zoom 上的那个圣经学习呢，会一直持续在整个夏季里。So
it'll also be the last for the young peoples on a Friday night.
所以同样也是那些青少年他们在星期五晚上的最后一次。
Don't forget to pray also for the DVBS coming at the end of August.
同样呢，不要忘记为那个就是八月末的那个DVBS祷告。So
tonight, we're going to look into the Word of God.
今天晚上呢，我们学习神的话。We're
going to look at a passage that I spoke on here not very long ago, but I'd like to look at it again. There are some things that I would like to emphasize for our benefit.
这个里面的今天晚上就是有一段文章呢，圣经里的，就是之前不久之前我已经讲过了。那么今天晚上呢，我们要再次复习一下，因为在今天晚上呢，我要是强调里面的一些东西，哎，给大家让大家可以受益。And
I trust that it will be a fitting conclusion to our studies during this past year of 2024-25.
2024-25。我认为这个呢学习呢可以使和我们就是说是2024-25的一个整个的一个学期的一个结束的一个总结。So
before we begin, let's just open with a word of prayer.
在我们开始之前呢，我们来做一个祷告。O
gracious God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们那个蛮有恩典的，我们的主耶稣基督的父啊。We
thank you, Lord, for, as it were, emptying heaven for him to come into this world.
所以我们感谢您呢，他呢在天上呢，他放弃了一切来到这个世界上。And
he declared unto the world your name.
他向整个世界宣扬您的名。The
name of the Father.
所以父的名。
We thank you, O God, our Father, for this great revelation of yourself to us through your Son.
所以呢，主啊，我们非常的感恩，感恩我们伟大的父神呢，把您的爱子呢显示给我们。
That the God of eternity, the God of the universe.
永恒的神, 宇宙的神,
we know you as Father. So, Father, we would tonight ask that you would give us help as we open up your word.
父啊, 今天晚上呢, 当我们打开您的话的时候呢, 求您帮助我们。
And Lord, as we look at the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that, Lord, not only might that image be fixed in us, but Lord, we might in response live out that life in the sphere of our own lives.
主父啊, 当今天晚上呢, 我们看到我们主耶稣基督的位格的时候呢, 我们祷告他的那样的影像, 不仅仅是, 就说是定在我们里面, 同样呢, 我们可以去活出, 像主耶稣基督为我们做出榜样的那样的人生。
And so now, Father, we pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would open up our minds and our hearts to receive the truth.
父啊, 我们也祷告, 借着您的圣灵呢, 您打开我们的心灵, 打开我们的思维, 让我们接受真理。
And so, Lord, we ask your blessing upon each one tonight, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主啊, 我们祈求您的, 赐福在座的每一位, 我们的祷告和感恩, 是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John and the 13th chapter. It's a familiar portion. And I think we often maybe miss out on some of the things that the Spirit of God would teach us.
我认为呢, 通常呢, 我们会错过一些神的圣灵呢, 想在这里教导我们的事情。
So by the will of God tonight, let's look at this very interesting passage of scripture.
借着神的旨意呢, 让我们一起来看看这一部分在圣经里非常有意思的经文。
We'll read the first verse as introduction.
我们读第一节作为介绍。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He knew that his hour had come.
他知道他的时间已经到了。
Do you not find it interesting, or at least wonder, that there was an hour in eternity?
你有没有发现呢, 就是说是, 或者说你感到奇怪呢, 这样的, 有一个时候呢, 它是在, 永恒里会有的。
When we think of eternity from ages past to the far distant ends of time, beyond time is eternity.
因为我们想到那个永恒的时候呢, 就是说从那个很远的过去, 一直到最后, 永恒来的时候, 时间结束的时候, 这个是永恒, 是在那个时间结束的之外。
But in the plan of God, in the purposes of God, there is an hour.
所以呢, 在那个神的计划里呢, 在神的旨意里面呢, 有一个时候。
This hour has been marked out.
所以这样的时候呢, 它已经被标记出来了。
In the heart of God.
这是神的心里。
When we might say that eternity had been divided.
我们也可以这么说, 那个就是说是永恒呢, 被分开了。
And that is known to us here as his hour.
这里呢, 让我们看到的是他的时候。
Earlier, he had said, it's the hour and power of darkness.
所以在稍早的时候呢, 他说呢, 这个是那个, 就是说黑暗的权势的时候。
The princes of this world, the spirits of darkness, thought that it was their hour.
所以这个世界的王子呢，他那扩散他们的黑暗是他们的时候。
But in the purposes of God, it was his hour.
但是在神的那个计划里呢，是他的时候。
That hour was looked for by the Lord Jesus.
所以我们的主耶稣基督呢，他盼望着那个时候。
Chapter 2 of John.
第二章约翰福音。
And verse 3.
第三节。
And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说呢，他们没有酒了。Mary's
concern was for the wedding.
所以玛利亚关心的是婚礼。The
celebration and the guests would be, the celebration would be interrupted, the guests would be disappointed.
所以这个庆祝呢会被中断，那么说呢那些宾客呢会感到失望。But
listen to the strange response from Jesus.
那看看那个主耶稣基督他奇怪的回应。He
says, "What does your concern have to do with me?"
他说：“妇人，你与我有什么关系呢？”
My hour has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。Mary's
thoughts and everyone, I guess, at the wedding, if they knew that wine had failed, there would be a great disappointment.
我认为那个玛利亚，还有在那个参加婚礼的人，他们如果知道那个酒用尽了，他们会非常的失望。The
wine speaks of these earthly joys.
所以那个就是酒呢，代表我们地上的喜乐。But
they must fail.
所以呢，他们必须要去和。All
earthly joys must come to an end.
所以呢，所有地上的这样的喜乐都会有个终结。Because
it must make way for the eternal joys that he would bring in when his hour came.
所以呢，这个呢，相对于他，就是他的时候到的时候，他要把那个永恒的喜乐带来。What
would be accomplished during his hour would be the work on the cross where he would give himself as a sacrifice for the world.
他的时候呢，就是他要完成的工作呢，就是他要为他把他自己作为祭物，为整个世界献上。And
that through that sacrifice to introduce to the world the grace of God through salvation and faith.
通过那样的献祭呢，就是说呢，把神的恩典呢，向整个世界通过我们的信心接收。Jesus,
he was looking ahead. My hour has not yet come to complete the joy for all of mankind, not just for a local wedding in Cana of Galilee.
主耶稣基督他当时说，那就是说我的时候没有到，因为他的那个时候到了以后呢，要为整个世界呢带来完整的喜乐，而不只是说对那个当地的加利利的那个婚宴上的人有喜乐。Chapter
7 of John and verse 30.
约翰福音第七章的第30节。
There were those that wanted to kill him.
那些人呢，他们想杀害他。
In verse 30 we read, Therefore they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come.
第三节说，他们就想要扎他，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。
Again in chapter 8,
再一次我们翻到第八章,
and verse 20,
第二十节,
These words Jesus spake in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come.
这些话是耶稣在殿里的库房教导人时候所说的，也没有人下手抓他，因为他的时候还没有到。That
hour was fixed from eternity past.
这个时候呢，从那个永恒的过去已经把它定下来了。And
now it's the Passover.
现在呢是逾越节。And
they are gathered together the disciples and Jesus to eat the Passover.
他们呢聚在一起, 还有主耶稣基督他的门徒们呢一起来吃逾越节的晚餐。
It was perhaps the most important of the feasts was the Passover.
逾越节呢它有可能是最重要的一个节日。
It commemorated the salvation, the redemption of Israel as from slavery to freedom in Egypt.
这个代表着以色列人他们的救恩和被救赎，当他们在埃及做奴隶的时候被拯救出来得自由。
And it was during that feast, the Lord Jesus would be the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb, sacrificed for us.
所以在那样的一个节期里呢，主耶稣呢，他就是会成为神的羔羊，是那个逾越节的献祭的羔羊。
Now, there were many Passovers that had been celebrated down through the centuries.
在过去几个世纪呢，那些很多的逾越节呢，他们都在庆祝。
But this would be the last.
但这会是最后一个逾越节。
When the true Lamb of God would be sacrificed.
当真正的神的羔羊被献上的时候。
And not only that, it says that he would depart out of the world to the Father.
所以除了那之外呢，他还要从这个世界离开，回到父神那里去。
There's no mention here of the cross immediately.
所以在这里并没有马上提到十字架。
It would, as he departed to the Father, it would only be through the suffering and death upon the cross.
所以他要去到父神那里呢，只有通过他在十字架上的受苦和死。
And it says that he loved his own.
他说呢，他爱他自己的。
That were in the world.
就是爱世界属自己的人。
He loved them to the end.
所以就爱他们到底。
God loves everyone.
神爱每一个人。
But in a special way, he loves his own.
但是一个特别方式，他爱属自己的人。
In a special way, God loves you and I, brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹们，神以一种特殊的方式爱你我。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
It's because we can respond to that love and love him in return.
因为呢，我们可以对这样的爱呢做出回应，那回报他的爱。
It's the love of the saints to the Son, to the Father through the Son that delights the Father's heart.
也就因为呢，圣徒的爱通过他的爱子主耶稣基督呢传递到父神那里，是父神所喜悦的。
Is there anything that can please God more than for his redeemed to love him?
没任何东西呢可以超越那些被救赎出来的去爱他的那样的爱。
And then we read supper being ended in verse 2.
因为我们第二节读到呢，就是说这吃晚饭吃完了。
And supper being ended, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
第二节说呢，晚饭即将结束的时候，魔鬼已经将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。He
loved his own.
他爱属他自己的人。
Did he love Judas?
他爱犹大吗？
Oh, very definitely.
那肯定爱。
But the Spirit of God would bring us this verse to contrast his great love for his own and the betrayal of one of his own.
但是神灵呢，在这个时候呢，要把这样的他爱自己属自己的人呢，和这个犹大呢，就是出卖他做一个鲜明的对比。
Well, he would love Judas until the day that Judas took his own life.
因为他会爱犹大，直到犹大呢取了他的性命。
He loved his own to the uttermost.
他呢就是爱属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
But he's going to the Father.
但是他要去父神那里。
And he's going to leave his disciples on earth.
他会把他的门徒们呢留在地上。
But he's not going to give them up.
但是他并不会放弃他们。
But what he wants to do is fit them, bring them into a relationship with him when he is gone.
所以这个呢，他的计划呢，就是说是让他们使和，就是说当他离开的时候呢，跟他有一个关系。
He's going to prepare them for his going away.
他会呢为他离开以后呢，为他们做一些准备。
But there is also a more immediate need.
但是同样呢，他们当下呢有当下的需要。
They were not right with him or with one another.
他们呢就是说呢，并不是说像他和其他和人在一起一样。
On the way to the meeting or sometime during the preparations, the disciples were arguing among themselves.
在他们准备那个晚餐的时候，在路上去吃那个晚餐的时候呢，那些门徒们呢，在路途中呢有一些争论。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音的第22章。
And verse 24.
第24节。
Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest.
他们中间呢也起了争论，在他们中间哪一位算大呢？
There was pride, there was envy, there was jealousy among them.
因为那里有骄傲，有嫉妒，有的争斗在他们之间。
They couldn't appreciate his love for them.
他们呢就是说理解不了他对他们的爱。
Their eyes were on personal things, not on the love of the Father.
他们的眼中呢，就是他们个人的私事，而不是去爱父神。
And so how often do we get our eyes off the love of the Father for the love of the things of this world?
所以我们也是多么经常的，就是说是离开了在对父神的爱的注意，而注意到我们在这个世界上个人的私事呢？
As such, we're not fit for fellowship with the Father and the Son.
所以呢，其实像我们这样人呢，他是不配跟那个就是父神和子神有亲密的关系的。
His hour had come, but none of them were fellowshipping with him in this very critical time.
因为他的时候将要到了，但是他们中间没有一个人呢，在这个时候呢，为这个非常的关键的时候跟他亲密的相处。
They were concerned about their own interests.
他们就是关，他们的关心点在他们自己的兴趣上。
And so he has to do something.
所以他必须要做点什么。
He has to make them fit for his fellowship.
他们要把他们带来，让他们来适合和他这样的一个关系。
And he had much to teach them yet.
所以他还有很多东西没有教他们。
John chapter 14, 15, and 16 are his final instructions to his disciples.
约翰福音第14章、第15章、第16章是主耶稣基督对他的门徒们最后的指导。
They were in no condition to receive this truth.
他们呢，就是应该无条件地接受这样的真理。
Arguing among themselves.
但是他们却自己呢争起来了。
And so we see he rises from supper.
现在我们知道他在那个就是说是在那个晚餐里提到了谁。
Verse 3.
第3节。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he'd come from God and was going to God, he rose from supper. He rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
你刚才他读的三四五节，第三节说耶稣知道父已经将万有交到他手里，而且他是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒进盆里，开始洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
This very important feast was interrupted.
你这个非常重要的一个节日呢，被打断了。
The ceremony was secondary, but fellowship was first.
你这样的仪式呢，只是第二的，但是呢，亲密的相交是第一的。
The disciples could have easily just gone through with the motions and eaten the Passover, and it wouldn't have affected them at all.
在这个里面呢，那些门徒们呢，他可能非常容易的，就是带着那样的情感的情绪去把那个吃了，然后就走了。
And little did they understand that they were out of fellowship with the very one who would fulfill the Old Testament prophecies of the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world.
他们当时呢，并没有意识到，当时呢，他们呢，失去了和那个在把旧约里一切的预言都实现的，将要来的那个就是神的羔羊，除去是人的罪的。
And so he needs to bring them back into fellowship.
所以他需要把他们带回来，跟他有这样亲密的关系。
He doesn't say anything.
他并没有说任何事。
Takes off his robe.
他就把他的衣服脱了。
Gets a basin and pours some water into it.
拿了一个盆，倒了一点水。
And girds himself with a towel.
然后呢，把他的那个腰用毛巾束起来。
And he kneels down and begins to wash the disciples' feet.
然后呢，他就跪下来，开始呢为他的门徒们洗脚。
Not a word spoken.
他一句话都没说。
There was a silence in that room, I would imagine.
我想象着在那个房间里呢，会是非常安静的。
They were astonished at what they were witnessing.
他们非常的惊奇，他们所看到的东西。
When he came to Peter, Peter says to him in verse 6.
所以他来到彼得这里时候呢，彼得在第六节对他说。
Peter says, Lord,Are you going to wash my feet?
彼得说，主啊，您洗我的脚吗？
Jesus answered them and said to him, What I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
第七节，耶稣回答他说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Peter said to them, You shall never wash my feet, Lord.
彼得说呢，主啊，您不可洗我的脚。
I think Peter was thinking that perhaps he should be washing Jesus' feet.
我认为彼得当时在想呢，他应该去洗主耶稣基督的脚。
That his Lord would stoop to do a slave's work.
所以他的主呢，在这里呢，是在来做一个仆人或者说奴隶干的活。
But Jesus answered, "Look at this answer. What he says."
所以你看看主耶稣基督他是怎么回答他的。
If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
所以他说呢，如果我不洗你，你就与我无份。
Oh, Peter! Peter had given up everything.
所以彼得呢，放弃了他的一切。
He left his business behind, his boats, everything left behind.
他抛弃了他的生意，抛弃他船，一切的东西。
He left everything to follow Jesus.
他抛弃一切来跟从主。
But now Jesus is saying, if I don't wash your feet, you won't have any part with me. You won't be with me. You won't fellowship with me anymore.
现在的主耶稣基督现在他说我不如果我不洗你的脚呢，你跟我完全没有关系了，你跟我呢没有任何的份儿。
And Peter then he says, well, not only my feet, my hands and my head as well.
因为彼得就是马上说呢，那主啊，不但洗我的脚，连手和头也要洗。
Jesus in verse 10 says to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean.
主耶稣在第十节说呢，耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
And you are clean, he says, but not all of you, for he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you're not all clean.
然后呢，你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的，因为在后面的主耶稣都知道有一个人要卖他，所以说呢，他们都不是都是干净的。
Now, in verse 10, we have two words, bathe and wash.
因为这个里面呢，在那个第十节里，我们有两个词，一个是洗个澡，一个是洗脚。
Now, a guest that would be invited to a feast would, first of all, before he went to the feast, would have a bath all over.
因为呢，我们去想象一下，一个人呢，他去参加一个盛宴的时候呢，首先呢，他洗个澡，把他全身洗一遍。
And then he'd put on the special clothes for that particular feast.
然后呢，他呢，把他的特别的那样的衣服，就适合那个盛宴的衣服穿上。
But on the way to the feast, there would be possibly a very dusty roads that they might encounter.
因为在他们去那个参加盛宴的那个路上呢，他们有可能呢走一个灰尘非常大的一条路。
Or if it's in winter, maybe there's mud, they would walk through the mud and their feet would get muddy.
或者说是在冬季的时候呢，那里有泥巴，他们呢走过时候呢，他们脚上可能会沾着泥巴。
And of course, the host would know this, and so the host would then appoint one of his slaves to be at the door to wash the guests' feet before they come in the banquet hall.
因为那些呢，就是说是主持盛宴的那个人呢，他有可能就知道这个，所以他在门口的时候呢，会放一个盆，盆里有水。那么说呢，来的宾客呢，在进去吃那个盛宴之前呢，先可以洗一下脚。So
the Lord Jesus uses these two words, one for a bath and one just for a washing of feet. They're two different words in the Greek.
因为呢，这就是主耶稣他现在用了两个不同的词，不同词呢，一个是洗澡，一个是洗脚，这在希腊语呢是两个不同的词。
And he said to his disciples, you've all been bathed. You don't need another bath, he says to Peter. You've already been bathed.
他跟所有的那个门徒们说呢，包括彼得，他说呢，你们所有的人呢，都已经洗过澡了。
Now the Lord Jesus was giving a visual parable here.
所以主耶稣呢，这里做了一个比喻，就是一个非常生动的比喻。
When he was talking about bathing and washing, he had a double meaning, a meaning of spiritual washing.
这个里面，当他谈到那个洗澡和洗脚的时候呢，其实他有一个双重的意义，里面包含着属灵的意义。And
he's saying that they were clean.
他说呢，他们已经干净了。They'd
already been washed.
他们已经被洗了。And
by the Spirit of God, they were clean.
那借着神的圣灵呢，他们被洗过以后就干净了。
But not all. There was one who was unclean.
但并不是所有都是干净的，中间有一个是不干净的。
That one that had never been regenerated, Judas.
所以那个从来没有重生换代的就是犹大。
Now, when you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ,
你现在呢，当你相信并且信任了主耶稣基督，
You were washed in the blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin.
所以您呢，你呢被主耶稣基督的宝血给洗了，洗了就是说是主耶稣基督的宝血洗净了你们一切的罪。
Without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
如果不流血的话呢，就罪就不可能得赦免。
The shedding of blood speaks of a life that has been given.
流血呢，它就是讲出的就是一个生命呢已经被献出了。
You and I are the same as every human who has ever been born on this planet.
所以呢，你我呢，就像所有的其他的人一样呢，他们已在这个地球上呢已经出生了。
We all inherited our sin, the sin nature from Adam, our father.
因为我们所有的人呢，都继承了罪，继承了罪的本性，就是从我们的祖先亚当那里继承下来的。
And as a result of that sin that he sinned, sin entered into the world and death by sin.
因为那样的就是是罪，罪呢，他犯了罪以后，罪进入了整个世界，死又随之而来了。
And we're all guilty.
所有人都有罪。
And we all die.
所有人都要死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价是死。
But when our Lord Jesus came, he, the spotless, perfect Lamb of God, paid the price for our sin.
当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，那个无瑕疵的、完美的神的羔羊，他为我们的罪付上了赎价。
He shed that blood. And he entered into the holy place in the Father's presence with his blood, the value of that blood.
所以他呢，洒下了那样的鲜血，鲜血以后呢，他进到了我们圣洁的父神那里，带着他的流的血。
And as a result of that, in the wisdom and the grace of God, God now can come out to sinners and says,There is a place whereby your sins can be forgiven.
因为借着这样的神的恩典和智慧，那么神呢现在可以来说呢，就是说是有一个地方你们可以去，然后你们的罪呢可以得到赦免。
The great sacrifice of Christ was made, and the price was paid for our sin.
因为主耶稣基督呢为我们做了极大伟大的献祭，然后呢，我们的罪的赎价被付上了。
And God now, in His grace, can come out from His holy throne, and He can offer all and any free forgiveness if they believe that Jesus died for them.
所以现在神呢，父神呢，可以借着他的恩典呢，离开他的宝座，来到这里说呢，他可以饶恕你我所有的人的罪，通过如果你我都相信主耶稣基督。
So the blood has a cleansing power.
所以这个血呢，有那个洁净的大能。
And it can cleanse our conscience from sin.
所以可以把我们的良心从罪里洗净。
When you trust Christ and the sacrifice He made, you can then look into the very face of God and say, I have been forgiven.
因为当你相信主耶稣基督呢，他为你所做的一切呢，他的所做的献祭呢，你现在可以看看那个真正的神说，我的罪已经被赦免了。
And you don't have to fear judgment because Jesus took our judgment on the cross.
你不用再去受审判了，因为在十字架上呢，主耶稣基督已经代我们受了审判。
But that's not all, and that's not what our Lord Jesus was referring to here about washing.
但那却不是一切，也不是说我们主耶稣基督在这里所提到的这个洗。
The blood of Christ, through the blood of Christ, we get forgiveness of our sins.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血，通过主耶稣基督的宝血呢，我们的罪呢得了赦免。
And through that,We are justified before a holy God to be able to stand forgiven in His sight.
所以通过这样的，就是说献祭呢，我们现在可以站在一个圣洁的神面前呢，站在呢我们的罪被赦免的地方。
But there's more.
但还有更多的。
Because if We have just been forgiven our sins. Where does that leave us now?
因为现在呢，就是我们刚刚罪得的赦免，但这个可以带领我们去到哪里呢？
There is another washing.
还有另外一个洗。
It's the washing of regeneration.
所以这个洗呢，是重生、重新那个生长的。
Not only does he forgive us our sins from the past and all future sins, but he also gives us a new life.
他不仅仅只是说是饶恕了我们过去的所有罪和将来所有的罪，他同样的赐给了我们一个新的生命。
Turn with me to Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 3.
大家翻到提多书的第三章。
And verse 4.
第四节,
but when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
刚读的四五六节，第四节说，当到了神我们救主的仁慈和爱向人显明以后，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，而是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚的浇灌在我们身上的。
That's the washing, he said, that the Lord Jesus said, you have been bathed. All you need to do is to wash your feet.
所以这样的洗呢，就是说主耶稣基督他前面提到的，你已经洗了澡了。你现在所有需要的呢，只是说洗个脚。They
had been regenerated. Their sins would be forgiven, and they would receive a new life.
他们呢，就是已经重生了，他们的罪呢，已经得了赦免，他们接受了一个新的生命。It's
through the blood that you get forgiveness.
所以通过这个宝血呢，你得到了赦免。It's
through the washing of the Spirit of God that you get a new life, being born again of the Spirit of God.
所以通过圣灵的洗呢，你就重生了，你就获得了一个新的生命。
And you know, that only takes place once.
所以这个只是发生一次就可以。
There's only one second birth.
所以只有第一个第二次生命。
However, brothers and sisters, as we walk through this world, their dust clings to our souls.
在这个里面呢，但是呢，弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这个世界行走的时候呢，那些灰尘呢，会粘在我们的灵魂上。The
things we see, the things we hear, the things that we experience in this world, all tends to be worldly and to defile our minds and our hearts.
所以我们在这个世界上所有看到的、听到的、经历到的这样的一些事情呢，他们都是属世界的这样的事情，他们既正是除去污染我们的灵魂。And
just as a guest, having been bathed once that day, walking to a feast, they walk, their feet become defiled.
所以这个呢，就像呢，当时他们洗了澡以后去参加那个盛宴一样，在路上呢，他们的脚呢被污秽了。So
there's one bath, but many washings.
但是呢，只有一次呢洗澡，但是有很多次洗脚。We
read there also, he says, there the washing, of regeneration, that takes place once.
因为我们同样在这里读到呢，藉着重生的洗，这个只发生一次。
And then there's the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，接着呢是圣灵的更新。That's
a continuous process that will continue throughout the life of the believer.
也就是一个继续的一个过程，这个继续的过程呢，一直持续到信徒的整个人生。
That's what we call practical sanctification.
这就是我们讲的实践性的成圣。
We need continual cleansing.
我们要不断地被洁净。
The picture, of course, in the Old Testament is a very vivid one as well.
同样的在那个旧约里的这个画面呢，同样也是非常生动的。
During the consecration of the priests, they were to bathe their whole bodies.
所以在那个就是说祭司塔起献祭的时候呢，他们要把整个身体洗一遍。
Then they put on their priestly robes.
然后把他们的祭司的那个袍子穿上。
And then as they went to minister in the tabernacle or the temple, before they could even go into the temple or to do any work at the altar, they had to wash their hands and their feet.
在他们进入那个帐幕或者圣殿之前呢，在他们接近那个祭坛之前，在进入圣殿之前，他们要洗手洗脚。
So for us, we need continual washing.
对我们来说呢，我们要不断的去洗脚。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
A verse I often turn to in my own life.
就在我的自己的人生里，我经常翻看这节经文。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
What we're saying, Lord, the world has crowded my thoughts and my mind has strayed and my heart has strayed from you.
所以呢，就是说呢，就是说是啊，我说主啊，通常祷告主啊，就是世界它已经挤满了我的想法，所以呢，阻挡了我去你那里。
And I must confess, Lord, the details of the sin.
所以主啊，我必须呢，把我的罪的细节给承认。
And so you do. You confess the very details of where you have gone astray that day. Or that hour, or that minute.
所以你也要做同样的事情，你要承认你那天的迷，就走偏路的那些所有的细节，或者那一天、那个小时、那一分钟。
And guess what he does?
你相信他怎么做的？
He is faithful and just.
因为神是诚实的，是公义的。
In all our unfaithfulness, he is faithful.
我们所有的都是不信实的，但是他是信实的。
And he's just.
但他是公义的。
How can he be just? Because he has already paid for those sins.
他怎么可以公义呢? 因为他已经为那些罪呢付上了赎价。
And so he's able to forgive us our sins.
所以通过这些呢，他能够饶恕我们的罪。
And he takes that water and he washes our feet.
用那个水呢洗了我们的脚。
So it says, He's no faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这里说呢，他是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
It's the Savior still today washing our feet.
我们的救主今天呢，仍然在洗我们的脚。
So, back to our text in John 13, please.
现在我们回到我们的这个文章，约翰福音十三章。
So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, he sat down again and said to them, Do you know what I've done to you?
这个里面呢，他就是说呢， 他在洗了他的脚，洗了他们的脚以后，他说：“你知道我对你们还有什么要做的吗？”
He asked this question because he wanted them to think about what he'd actually done.
所以他问他们问题呢，就是他实际上要他们呢去思考一下他所做的事情。
He says, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.'"
所以他说你呢称我只是为我的我为老师和主，那么说呢，我说你们说的是的。
If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
也就是如果我是你们的主，是你们的老师傅，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
He says, "For I've given you an example."
他说呢，我给你们做了个榜样。
That you should do as I have done to you.
就你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I'd like to spend our last few minutes together taking a little bit closer look at exactly what our Lord Jesus did so that we might view our responsibilities to our brothers and sisters.
因为我们过去花了几分钟之时间去看看我们的主呢对他的门徒们是做的怎么样去做的，那么是这样呢，我们也知道我们对我们的弟兄姊妹之间的我们应该有的责任。
Now he's not saying that we should literally wash one another's feet.
他并不是说是从字面上讲我们真的要去给每一个人洗脚。
There was nobody at the door, waiting for as you came in to have you take off your shoes and socks and wash your feet.
因为我们这里呢并没有人等在那里，等在你来的时候等着你呢，就是说是把你的鞋啊袜子脱下来真的跟你洗脚。
This is a spiritual exercise.
这是一个灵力的一个实践。
And we have that example. He says, "As I have done to you, you do for others."
所以呢，我们有这样的一个榜样，就是主说呢，就像我跟你们这么做的样，你们也对其他人那么去做。
So let's take a closer look at the action of our Lord.
所以我们就靠近去看一下我们主耶稣基督的行动。
First of all, he rose from supper.
所以呢，首先呢，他从那个午餐里晚餐里站起来。
He was on an agenda.
所以呢，他有这样的一个时间表。
His hour had come.
因为他的时间呢，时候要到了。
The shadow of the cross was there, fallen upon him that night.
所以在那天晚上呢，十字架的阴影呢，已经呢，就是覆盖在他身上了。
Satan had entered into his betrayer.
所以撒旦呢，已经呢进入了他被背叛的这个过程中。
But he lays all that aside to look after his own.
但他就把那些所有的放在一边呢，来去看顾那些属他自己的。
He rose from supper.
所以呢，他从那个午餐晚餐桌上站起来。
You know, sometime.We see our brother or sister, and they have a need.
有时候呢，我们看我们的弟兄姊妹呢，他们有需要。
And you say to yourself, "Well, this is rather an inconvenient time."
所以你会说呢，啊，现在时间对我来说不方便。
I've got important things to do.
我还有重要的事情要做。
I have my own agenda.
我有自己的时间表。
The Lord broke his agenda to wash.His disciples, he rose from supper.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢就是说是打破了他的那个时间表呢，来去帮助他的门徒们。他从晚餐桌上站起来。
It was important to him. He said, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover before I suffer."
所以呢，就是说，就是他对他是非常重要。他说，我要吃这个，就是晚餐，在我受苦之前。
But it was so important that he interrupted that important agenda that was given to him before the foundation of the world.
因为这是对他来说呢是非常重要的，他打破了他那个时间表，那个时间表呢就是说整个世界的基石要建立。
And he takes his teacher's robe off, his rabbi's robe off.
所以呢，他把他的那个师傅的那个外袍，就是他拉比的那个外袍来给脱下来。
That seamless garment that had no seam. It was woven one weaving.
这个里面呢，它是呢，就是说是完全无罪的那样的一个外袍。那个外袍呢，他把它脱下来。
He laid it aside.
他把它放在一边。
And that was his identity. In the world, people identified him as a rabbi.
所以这是他的身份的标志，因为呢，在世界上的人呢，认识他，认为他是个夫子。
They called him teacher.
他们称他为夫子。
Now he's taking that visible symbol off.
他把那个可以看见的标志呢脱了。
He's dressed now like any ordinary slave might be.
他的穿着打扮呢，就是有可能像仆人或者奴隶一样。
And we think of the Lord Jesus, when he came out of heaven, he shared a glory with the Father from all eternity.
所以我们知道，我们主耶稣基督他从那个天堂上下来的时候呢，他之前他分享那个在所有的永恒里分享着父神的荣耀。
Angels, a myriad of angels would fall down and worship before him.
天使们，成百万的天使呢，会在他面前呢拜倒，在他脚下敬拜他。
He was the very executive of the Creator God.
他是那个真正的那个造物的神。
He laid aside his glory.
他把他的荣耀放到一边。
And he took the form of a man, an ordinary man.
他取了人的形象，一个普通的人。
But then he takes a towel.
然后现在拿一个毛巾。
And he wraps it around himself.
然后那个毛巾给自己围上。
He humbled himself even further because now he looks like a slave.
甚至更进一步的谦卑自己，现在呢，他看起来像个奴隶。
And most often it was the lower slaves that was given the task of washing the feet of the guests.
所以在大的时候呢，那个都是奴隶的工作，去为客人们洗脚。
I've given you an example, he said.
他说我给你们做个榜样。
You know, we need to be able to, if we are going to help our brothers and sisters, we need to have the same attitude of humility.
你知道，如果我们要去帮助我们的弟兄姊妹们，我们也有同样的那样的态度和谦卑。
Do you see your brother or sister maybe struggling a little bit with the things of this world?
你有没有看到呢？你的弟兄姊妹们呢？他们在这个世界上的一点小事而挣扎呢？
They are concerned too much about money, perhaps.
所以他们太多的去关心金钱，有可能。
Or about how they might appear to others in some way.
所以呢，或者说他们在别人面前会看起来怎么样？
Do we just let them go and ignore them?
所以我们就是说是让他们去而不顾这件事情吗？
Or do we humble ourselves?
或者说我们谦卑自己，
put a towel around our waist，
就在我们腰上系个毛巾，
become like a slave and kneel down at their feet，
也就像一个奴隶一样跪在他们的脚前。
Then he pours water，
然后他倒了水，
into a basin，
到一个铜盆里，
a suitable receptacle， a suitable place for that water.
所以呢，一个合适的地方，一个合适的器具，来盛那个水。
Now, what does that water represent?
那这些水代表什么呢？
The water represents the word of the living God.
所以这个水呢，代表着是我们永恒的神的话。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
那翻到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5,
Ephesians 5:26,
verse 26,
26节,
speaking of Christ's love for the church, he says that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
他要用水借着神的话语把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
The word of God has a cleansing effect.
因为神的话有一个洁净的功效。
It's no good going down to the feet of our brothers and sisters and give them a lot of worldly advice.
因为这个呢，就是说，如果你走到那个我们的弟兄姊妹脚前呢，就是给他们很多世界的劝告是没什么意义的。
But what advice can we give?
那么我们可以给出什么样的劝告呢
？You need the basin. That's preparation.
你知道有一个盆，这个盆呢是你要去准备。
That basin is as we prepare our hearts to help and correct our brother and sister that might be wandering, might be backsliding. We need to prepare our hearts and prepare the word of God.Christ will give us that water and the receptacle. Give us the right word for that person.
在这个里面呢，我们要准备好我们自己，让我们自己那个谦卑，在我们开始之前，我们去劝告我们的弟兄姊妹们，或者说是去告诉他们，就是说是他因为他们呢去走偏了，或者说是后退了这样的事情后呢，你要准备好自己，准备好自己。那么基督呢，他会赐给我们那样的水，他赐给我们的话，当我们准备好了以后。我们才可以去劝告。
Turn to John chapter 15 and verse 3.
所以呢，翻到约翰福音第十五章的第三节。
He's speaking a little later to his disciples, and he says to them, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you."
因为他跟他的门徒们讲了一点点，就是说呢，你们现在都已经干净了，因为我跟你们所说的话。
The Lord had wash their feet, they were clean.
因为主呢已经呢洗了他们的脚，他们已经干净了。
So then he begins to wash his disciples' feet.
所以现在呢，他开始呢就去洗他的门徒们的脚。
And it's the feet that needed the washing. They didn't need their hands or their. It wasn't for service. It was their walk in the world that he was cleansing them from.
所以他只是洗他们的脚，不用洗他们的身体和手，因为实际上呢，他们是在世界里行走的，那个脚才脏了。
And then he began to wipe them their feet with a towel.
然后他可现在呢用毛巾擦他们的脚。
That is a completed act. He finished the work.
所以这就是说是一个完成的一个行动，因为他把行动做完。
Doesn't that suggest to us that there must be a when the washing is done, there must be a time and a completion, a watching until the word really takes its effect?
这个里面是不是呢提醒我们呢？就是说，当你洗脚洗完了以后呢，要有一个完成的一个动作呢？这个擦干呢，就是把世界的影响呢完全给它去掉。
It might imply a follow-up on our brother or sister.
所以这个呢，有可能暗指我们对我们的弟兄姊妹要有一个跟进。
And so.The Lord has given us this wonderful example.
主呢给我们树立了这样一个奇妙的榜样。
After he had finished, he took up his robe again and he sat down.
现在他结束以后呢，他继续穿上他的外袍就坐下了。
But he says there in verse 15, "I've given you an example that you should do as I've done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you."A servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
第十五节、第十六节、第十七节，他刚才读的，我给你们做了一个榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在告诉你们，仆人不能大于他的主人，被差的人也不能大于差他的人。你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
So if you know these things, he said.
所以他说你们知道这个事情。
There is a blessing if you do them.
如果去做的话，你们会有福气的。
Now everybody likes a blessing.
所以呢，这就是说是永远是一个福气。
And there is a blessing promised if you do them.
所以呢，如果说是你去那么去做，是有一个福赐给你的。
Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1.
那个哥罗西书。
Here we find a little example.
加拉太书第六章第一节，那这里我们看到了一个榜样。
And there's a number of examples where the Lord corrects his disciples and he's actually washing their feet.
所以呢，这里有很多的这样的例子呢，是主耶稣基督给我们做出榜样的，是洗他们的脚。
He says, brethren, if a man or anyone is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
这个刚才是加拉太书六章第一节，加拉太书六章一节，弟兄们，若有人被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的灵把他们挽回来，又应当自己小心，恐怕你们也被引诱。
That's what Paul is urging. He says, restore such a one. Take off any sign of advantage you might have over that person.
也就是使徒保罗他恳求我们的，就是说你要把那个人那个挽回过来，尽你一切的可能，尽你一切的努力去挽回。
Approach your brother and sister, on your knees.
因为你要接近你的弟兄姊妹，就跪下去接近他们。
Prepared with a basin and water.
所以呢，你要准备好一个盆去装水。
And a spirit of gentleness.
所以在灵里的温柔。
Now, too often, when we criticize somebody else, we use a sword in our, we think we're going to use the word of God like a sword.
当然呢，通常呢，我们就说是去批评别人的时候呢，我们通常是采取我们拿着一个剑去做。
A sword may not be needed.
一个剑呢，有可能你不需要。There's
a time for a sword.
所以呢，有时间呢，你可以用剑。The
word of God is very sharp and powerful.
这神的话是非常的锋利和有力量的。But
it is affecting the heart. It can divide between that which is of the soul and that which is of the spirit.
所以这个呢，它可以分开人心，所以这个时候呢，它就是说是圣灵的剑。But
it's not us who wields the sword; it's the sword of the spirit.
但是不是我们自己的剑，是那个圣灵的剑。We
approach our brother and sister in a spirit of gentleness.
所以我们呢，接近我们的弟兄姊妹的时候呢，要是用属灵的温柔。
With a basin and water and a towel.
所以你要带着一个盆水，还有毛巾。
To be able to wash our brothers and sisters' feet, we need to have faith, number one.
如果你要能够去洗我们的弟兄姊妹们的脚呢，你必须呢，第一条你要有信心。
Self-denial.
谁要自我否定?
That, like the Lord, he denied himself, didn't he?
所以就像主一样，他呢，首先呢，否认了自己，是吧?
And above all,
在这一切,
he loved his own.
他爱属他自己的人,
he loved them to the uttermost.
他爱他们到底,
his actions were done in love.
所以他所有的行动都是带着爱去做的。
So self-denial and deep affection for our brothers and sisters is the way we approach.
所以首先呢，我们要自我的否定，然后呢，就是带着深深的爱去接近我们的弟兄姊妹。
Do you know what I've done to you, Peter?
所以说，彼得，你知道我在你身上做了什么吗？
I've given you an example.
我给你做个榜样。
And there's a blessing.
对你是有福的。
If you know and do it.
如果你知道这么做。
May the Lord bless his word to our hearts this evening.
愿主呢，就是说是用他的话来赐福我们的内心，今天晚上。
I guess we have a little time for questions, if there might be some.
所以认为呢，就是我们还有点时间来问问题，如果大家有问题的话。 那你说？
有说要用爱心对弟兄姊妹，但是有些虽然说是弟兄姐妹，但是看上去不像，但是应该等下去问。嗯，所以Judy's
question is, you said we should, when we approach our brothers and sisters, we should with deep affection with. At that, but brothers and sisters, they said that they're brothers and sisters, but they didn't look like the brothers and sisters. What about the? Should we do the same thing?
You mean unbelievers?
No, it's brothers and sisters, but they look like brothers and sisters, but they are not true brothers and sisters.
Oh. Well, they need a bath.
他们要洗澡。
They don't need the basin. They need a big bathtub.
他们不用带着盆和水，他们需要先洗个澡。那些弟兄姊妹。
They need to be convicted of their sin.
他们必须首先要去承认他们的罪。Of
a need for the blood, the cleansing of the blood.
他们需要那个洁净的宝血。So,
you mean a worldly person that is sinning? How do you deal with that? Is that the question behind it?
我就说有些圣灵教导就是爱，但是呢有感觉上就是自己可能也不是骄傲，但是说。
I'm going to ask Mr. Summers to come and help me too, if you could, if you mind.
Yeah, I think her concern is about that somebody looks like a believer, but she's not sure that the person is a believer. So in that situation, so we still do the same, just like use the love of the Spirit to approach them, just wash their feet, sister. So she is not sure if that person is a believer or not, but well, it looks like, they look like, they don't look like a believer, but she is not sure. Hmm.
Well, I got a question for you, Judy. Did Jesus wash Judas's feet?
现在我一个问题要问那个Judy的人，就是说，主耶稣都洗了犹大的脚吗？
I guess he did.
I'm not precisely sure when he left, but
after this,
then definitely he washed his feet. Yes.
所以他说他不是很确定，但是呢，他说那是不是在这之后？他说是在这之前。I
think it's very frequent that we don't know the precise problem.
他说通常呢，我们就是不是很了解那个问题的具体所在。When
I go to see a doctor, I say, "Doctor, what's wrong with me?"
那我去看医生的时候，我说医生，我身上有什么不对吗？
Then he sends me for 15 different tests.
那他让我去做那15个不同的测试。And
then he's got a little bit of advice for me. Sometimes he says, "I'm not sure, but I think this might be your problem."
然后呢，他给我一些建议。他有时候呢，他说呢，我不是很确定，但是我认为这是你的病。
So I think we proceed in washing one another's feet very slowly very graciously, very humbly, and we don't presume to know precisely what the problem is, why they got so dirty.
这个里面呢，我认为呢，就是说是我们去接近我们的弟兄姐妹们，就是去洗他们脚的时候，那就是说是非常的慢的，非常的有爱心的，非常谦卑的去接近他们。但是呢，我们的注意力也不要放在就是他们的脚到底是为什么是脏的这个上面。
You got a question?
要问我们同学，这个洗脚是不是，我们作为believer彼此洗脚，还有就作为我们信徒本身，是不是也包含主给我们洗脚，是不是洗脚有两个含义在里面？
Can you repeat that in Mandarin too for folks?
Okay. 所以那个菲比的问题，他就是说呢，这个洗脚呢，会不会是同时意味着？ 就是宗门上人，他就是说，是不是同时意味着，我们给弟兄姊妹们洗脚，那么主也给我们洗脚？So Phoebe's question is about that we wash the feet each other. So this is the one meaning that should wash the feet. Does wash the feet contain a double meaning? We wash each other's feet. And that the Lord wash our feet. That.
Yeah, I would assume that is true. He's still our great high priest. If we confess our sins, when we confess our sins, we're recognizing that we've been contaminated by walking through this world, and we have sinned. He cleanses us. So he, as our great high priest, continued to cleanse. But also, we can do that service as well, I think, for our brothers and sisters. I don't know if that's an answer to your question or not.
所以他说呢，他觉得应该是这样的，因为当我们在这个世界的那个行走的时候呢，首先我们彼此洗脚，但是呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是我们的最高祭司，他仍然的继续在为我们每个信徒洗脚，我们也，问题是我们也现在也可以这么去做了。
Is that a satisfactory answer, Phoebe?
Yes.
Yeah. We are so connected to the Lord. It's the Lord working through us too. You know?
所以我们呢，一直就是要跟主连在一起，因为是主通过我们去做工。
We are in Christ. We are workers together with Him. So it's so connected. I'm not sure how we can actually separate this.
这个里面呢，就是说我们呢，就是一直靠着主去工作。我们跟主呢是紧密的相连的。我不认为呢，我们可以和主分开。
I don't think we try to separate it.
这个呢，就是我们总是试图离开主。
When we see a need, we pray. We pray much, and we say, Lord, I'm going to try to wash this foot, but you're going to have to help me. I don't know how to get this dirt off.
这就是为什么呢，我们在那个之前呢，我们要祷告，就是说呢，你祷告跟主说，主啊，我现在呢就是不确定呢，就是怎么样洗这只脚，怎么样把这些脏东西洗掉。那么说，主啊，求您帮助我。
There's also a sense in which this is a very simple act.
同样呢，有的意义上讲呢，这是一个非常简单的行动。And
there are various kinds of dirt you can get, but most of the dirt pretty simple. Just get a towel and rub the foot, and the dirt will come off.
现在实际上呢，这通常呢有很多的那样的脏东西，但是通常呢，只是有时候呢，你拿一个毛巾呢，把那个脚稍微擦一下，那个脏东西就掉了。
So we treat one another with love and kindness and gentleness and a great big smile, and it'll go a long way to washing the feet.
因为在我们去互相洗脚这个过程中呢，我们要带着爱，带着那样的就是友善，带着谦卑，这样呢，我们就可以互相去洗脚了。在这个过程中，总是要这样温柔的。
Yes, Kelly.
Yeah, verse 10, like, he who left me only for wash is completely clean. Does that mean also he who is bad is not completely clean without washing the feet?
No, does, verse 10?
Verse 10.
He says, and you are clean, but not all of you? That he's referring, I believe, that he's referring, you are all clean. The 11 disciples were clean. They were believers. They had been bathed, been born again by the Spirit of God. Right? The 11. But he said, you're not all clean. There was Judas. Because he knew who would betray him, it says in the next verse. Is that the question?
No, my question is that the first part of verse 10. He who is bad is not completely clean without washing the feet. Is that right?
He who is.
Should we translate this for our audience in China?
Mm, okay. 所以他魏宏的意思应该是说，在约翰福音十三章十节里，就是说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。那他的意思呢，应该是如果只洗个澡没洗个脚，是不是就不是完全干净？
是这样吗？就从字面意思好像是这样的意思。
嗯，对。
对，那看出下半句又不对啊，他说你都是干净的。
那个，所以魏宏的问题就是刚才讲过，他说是凡洗个澡的，只要把脚洗就干净。那这个好像意味着就是说是没有洗脚，那么只洗个澡就不是干净的。但是后面呢又说呢你们是干净的，好像这个跟前面又不一样。So I think her question is in first part of verse 10.So, because the Lord Jesus said that he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is complete clean. So, her question is, if they has not been washed their feet, so that means they are not completely clean, is that correct? So, but the next clause says, you are clean. So, this is a,So before this is complete, is not completely clean, but here said that you are clean. So it's like a little bit.
Yeah, what he's saying there is if you have been bathed, if you have been regenerated, that's what we call positional sanctification. It means that before God, you are absolutely clean.Sanctified forever. For by one offering, he has sanctified forever those, that's positional sanctification, whereby we're completely set apart to God by that act. Practical sanctification means as we walk in the world, we get.Defiled by sin, so need the feet washed. But that doesn't affect our eternal salvation. You don't need to be saved again, right? You don't need another big bath. You don't need to be born again, right?
他讲的那这个实际上就是说是我们称之为这个你在你的位置上重生，就是说当你那个相信的主耶稣基督以后呢，就是说你那个时候已经重生了，你已经有了那个位置了，没有任何人呢，就是你不可能不再去，就是说你不需要再一次重生，因为你已经重生了。 重生呢，所以说相当于是你洗了澡，你洗了澡了，就是跟你位置上已经重生了。那么接着我们在这个世界行走的时候也不会被玷污。那么说呢，这个时候呢，我们要就是说是实践的重生，你就要不断的去洁净。他讲就这个意思。
Fellowship, relationship, and fellowship. Very good. Yes.
The word looks like a little bit confused.
Oh, yes, yes. But your words that you use, that's good. The bathing is we get into a relationship. We are born again of His Spirit. We have the Spirit of God. We're in a relationship with God. But that relationship can never be broken. But fellowship can be broken, right?
他说呢，你那个理解，就是，反正他没讲那个词到底是怎么样，就是那个词，他说就是这样的，他说你讲的呢，就是哦，一个是关系，一个是谈气，对不对？关系呢，不管你是怎么样，这个关系永远不会失去。 那么说呢，其实你会失去你这样的一个亲密关系，就是谈气，对不对？就是你可能没有谈气。
I keep using the illustration of mummy and the child.
所以他一直用这样的一个，就是说明是关于妈妈和孩子。And
I go out playing in the backyard all morning, and then I come in for lunch.
所以呢，他在后院呢一上午都在那玩，然后回来来吃午餐。
And mommy says to me, Harold, go in and wash your hands, and you get cleaned up, then you can have lunch.
因为他妈妈说, Harold, 你去洗手，你手洗干净了才可以吃午餐。
And periodically, I would find that if I didn't do that, I didn't get lunch.
所以通常呢，我发现呢，如果我不那么做的话呢，我就不能吃午餐。
God's plan is that we have clean feet. And that we do a lot to wash other people's feet, help them along the way to have clean feet.
所以神的计划是我们每个人都要一双干净的脚，所以呢，我们出去呢，要帮助其他的人洗脚，也要确保其他人呢，也有一双干净的脚。
Well, thank you. I see our time has come to a close.
谢谢大家，我看我们的时间呢也到了。
Do appreciate the interest.
Amen.
所以谢谢大家的兴趣.
And the questions.
问题.
Now, Mr. Summers, would you just commend us to the Lord this evening as we close?
所以那个，还要给我们做一个结束的祷告.
Lord, we're thankful that you care enough about us to wash our feet.
所以说，我们非常感恩您足够的关心我们，去洗我们的脚.
And we count it a great privilege. To be able to be used by the Spirit of God to wash one another's feet.
所以我们认为这是一个极大的荣幸，就是借着神的圣灵呢，我们出去互相洗脚。
Lord, we appreciate the relationship into which our Lord has invited us to be part of His family and to enjoy fellowship with Him.
因为就是我们呢也非常感恩我们的主呢，他邀请我们进入他的那个家庭，跟他有亲密的谈妻关系。
And Lord, the emphasis in the passage we've been studying is that we should be continually going out of our way to help and to encourage and to clean the walk of those with whom we fellowship.
所以主啊，这个里面今天我们学习的这段文章呢，是告诉我们，我们要不断的继续的出去，出去就是去啊帮助我们的弟兄姊妹们，大家呢互相的洗脚。
So help us each to be involved in this good work, we pray.
所以呢，请你帮助我们，让我们每个人呢都涉及到这样的一个好的善功里面。
And Lord, we want to thank you for those who join us from far away in our fellowship here this evening.
主啊，我们感谢呢那些从远方来加入我们这样的团契的人。
And Lord, it's true that we're going to break these meetings for a few weeks over the summer period. We pray that we will all come back together in the fall.
所以主啊，我们知道呢，就是说呢，我们有几个星期呢，就是说这我们要中断这样的一个学习，所以我们祷告呢，我们所有人在秋季都会回来。
So we thank you for those on Zoom and both here and abroad. And Lord, our prayer is that every one of us will keep close to the Savior over the summer.
所以主啊，我们感谢那些所有在Zoom上加入我们的，感谢呢，就是说在现场加入我们的，所以就是我们祷告，在那个夏季的时候呢，你会保守我们每一个人呢都靠近救主。
May we fellowship with the saints where we are, and may we fellowship even here at 16th on Zoom in other meetings as the summer goes on.
愿我们呢在其他的地方呢也有团契，愿我们呢在第16节福音教会在其他的教会、其他的会议，就是说是不管是宗盟上还是教堂里，也有这样的团契来。
Lord, our prayer is that you will give each of us clean feet over the summer period.
主啊，我们的祷告是呢，在那个夏季的时候呢，你会赐给我们每一个人一双干净的脚。And
may each of us reach out to others in order to ensure that that's the case.
所以呢，愿我们每个人都出去接触其他的人，愿意呢，他们的脚也都干净。So
for your kindness in these Friday evenings, for your help, we give thanks.
所以为了您的慈爱，为您今天晚上对我们的帮助，我们献上感恩。
For Eric's ministry this evening and for the blessing from through others over the past months, we give thanks and pray that, Lord, you'll open a door of opportunity and utterance for us in the fall.
也因为那个Eric过去的这样的一个服事和其他的那个会议的服事，就是愿我们呢在秋季的时候，这样的服事能够继续。
And so, with hearts overflowing in thankfulness, we say, thank you, Lord, for loving me, for helping me, for blessing us through these Friday evening meetings.
因为带着我们全心全意来，我们说呢，感谢您，感谢您呢，就是说是，就是在这样的过去的时间，还有在夏季，还有在江南的教导我们。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name and pray.
我们献上感恩，并且祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.